Dr. Red Duke, renowned trauma surgeon from Houston, was on the thoracic surgery team at Parkland. His job that day was to help save the life of wounded Texas Governor John Connally, also shot as he rode in the motorcade. After 50 years, he told his story for the first time to hundreds of emergency medicine doctors and technicians gathered at the Dallas Sheraton for an annual conference.
We didn't talk much about it. I never have. This is the first time I've ever said anything about it.
Dr. Duke recalled going downstairs to the emergency room, seeing crowds of people and Jacqueline Kennedy sitting on a chair outside Trauma Room 1, her pink suit stained with blood. He entered, saw the president's devastating head wound, and was quickly shifted to Trauma Room 2 to take care of the governor.
He had a big sucking chest wound. His lung was flopping in and out. And so I stopped it up and put a chest tube in him, and just like you're doing the other gunshot wound.
But it was the governor of Texas, and it was a day like no other. Dr. Duke says after he stabilized Connally, they rushed him into surgery, and for the first time ever, they had a radio in the operating room.
We heard all the things, that the president had been pronounced dead, and all the other events that followed. And we remember about the officer being shot over in Oak Cliff.
After chest surgery, more doctors arrived to repair bullet damage to Connally's right wrist and retrieve a fragment of bullet lodged in his thigh near the femoral artery. 2 days later, Dr. Duke was back in the trauma room working to save the life of accused assassins after the events of that November
been shot
by Jack
town.
Ruby. He went deer hunting in Pampa, Texas. A nice place to hide, he said. He says he worked as trained and on instinct that day trying to save his patient. Any thoughts of a place in history had to wait. BJ Austin, KERA News.